The entire New South Wales Highway Patrol fleet will be out in force over Christmas as part of Operation Safe Arrival. That operation started today, will run until Sunday, January 4, the same operation last year. 11 people died on the state's roads. The number of cars on New South Wales roads is set to triple in some areas from today, with families planning trips to coincide with the end of school. Many are heading north towards Queensland, where Queensland police are doing exactly the same thing. Let's go through what's happening with the Assistant Commissioner, John Hartley, New South Wales Traffic and Highway Patrol Commander. G'day, John.
Hey, morning, Ray.
Nice to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Now, they're talking about hotspots. It's the normal hotspots, twin servos, M1 around Kempsey, Freddo on the way north, Bulla Dealer, Karua Bypass, all that sort of thing. But the idea, I think, is that we just expect when we're going north or south, there'll be delays. You should just take it easy, shouldn't you?
Yeah, right. I think people want to get somewhere in a short period of time, and that's going to cause problems for them because we know there's roadworks still up north, and even though the choke points have moved further north, head up towards Kempsey and Port Macquarie, that's pretty busy there. Then down south at towards the Wollongong, south of there, is a lot of busy roadwork happening and choke points as well.
Well, you've got the Gerringong duplication happening and the bridge there as well. You've got Albion Park. Rail being a problem if you're heading south, and the simple answer is you're not going to get there any quicker. Now, what have you committed resources to for Operation Safe Arrival? What are you targeting?
Look, normally all our fleet's out on the road, and we actually deterrence, Ray, not detection, so we've marked our fleet up, the highest marked fleet in Australia, the most cars in Australia with the Hy-Vis marking, so people see us on the roads, give them a message about slowing down, about doing the right thing, but we will target what kills people, which is speed, fatigue, alcohol, and not wearing seatbelts, so that's the four. Then we've got distraction also with people on their mobile phone. So we'll target all those behaviours, but the just important part is for people to do the right thing.
I see the Telegraph in New South Wales today has highlighted a lunatic that's come through social media, a ute ladder with old carpet going around a corner. Look, it's on page 15. You haven't seen it for people at home. I know you've seen it because it ended up on your Facebook page. It's just incredible.
Yeah, right. Look, there's some silly behaviour. I think we got a car last week or week before from you with a no plates on it was followed up. So, look, we'll continue to monitor social media. If we see an offence committed, we'll try and detect that person and track them down. But, look, silly behaviour. It doesn't go with road safety.
Just with this overloaded ute, and you've got the rego, it's been, you know, sort of marked out by the paper, but do you actually ring these people and have a yarn, or do you issue an infringement notice? What do you do with them?
Yeah, right. Normally go and knock on the door and find out who was driving the car to start with, then see what the situation was, and if we can prove driver on the street and the time, we can then take action. So if there's an offence coming, that's pretty serious, we certainly take action.
Okay, stop, revive, survive. You know, take a break every couple of hours, get out of the car, stop at one of the facilities, have a cup of tea, have a talk, just relax.
Yeah, look, great. What we find is people want to go one whole trip in one day. So I want to drive from Sydney to Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Sydney out to Parkes or further west in New South, and they plan for one day. Look, you've got to divide your trip up. You've got to take your time and expect those delays. So don't be impatient because that's what kills people.
All right. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you in the new year. Thanks, John.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you very much.
Assistant Commissioner, Merry Christmas to you, John Hartley, Traffic and Highway Patrol Commander.